Success Stories with Anne Donnelly, producer Seth Cooper here, and text, email, Twitter notification, Facebook notification, Messenger notification, LinkedIn notification, Gmail, Yahoo, you name it. We're going to be breaking down the best forms of contact to reach out to somebody and to get better business.
Did you say Yahoo?
I did say Yahoo.
Is Yahoo still a thing?
Yahoo Mail is still
Yahoo!
A thing.
Yahoo!
Yep. I don't know if that tagline is still a thing anymore, but Yahoo Mail is still a thing.
Oh, yeah. I was joking with my kids the other day because that's kind of how we... I was living in Ireland, when we would have video chats with my family in America, we were using Yahoo.
Before Zoom, FaceTime.
Before Skype, even.
Yep. I almost said MySpace.
But, yes, somebody asked me, I had a discussion with someone the other day about whether or not they should have a chat bot on their website. And I think what they actually meant was a live chat. I'm not even sure now. Live chat like a Facebook Messenger widget. Because it was, for a while there, they were promoting those. You could have a Facebook Messenger widget on your website. And I thought, that's excellent. Because I'm on Facebook a lot.
Or it's like the automated responses, like the assistant chat until you're able to get to that person.
Yeah. And so we're going to go through a few of the ways. And when I was auditing, as I go on and on about 200 plus businesses in the tourism industry in Northern Ireland, when I was auditing them, one of the things I was looking at is what contact options they offered to people that came to their website. And where they had them on the website for usability, you know, to encourage people. Because some people, it seems like they don't want you to contact them because they make it really hard to figure out how to do that. Or they give you such limited options. So when you're deciding what options to use, you need to look at, as always, consider your audience. What suits your audience? What are their preferences? But also, what's practical? So, like, if you're in the tourism industry, you're going to get people that are contacting you from outside of your area. And, like, when I was in Ireland, it could be people coming from different time zones.
That happened every day.
Yep. So it could be that you are... Or you're doing research in the evening for something that you want and the business wouldn't be open, so you can't call them. Or maybe you don't feel like calling them and you just want to send an email or a message somehow. So you need to look at what, you know, your audience, what is it that's going to be best for them? So provide options. Make sure that you are providing a number of options, not just what you want. Because I have some people that, like, I want them to call me. I just want to speak with them. But that's not going to suit everybody. And if you're not providing them the options they want, they're going to move on to the next website, the next business that will provide them the options that they want. Only include ways that you can respond to in a timely manner, which I consider 24 hours, right? So if you're providing some sort of option that you might miss something or might not look at often enough, then you shouldn't be using that option, even if it's their preferred option. But that's
Unless
something
it's
you really
need to consider.
Unless
it's the weekend or an extended holiday.
I still say, depends on the business.
That's true.
If it's a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday type business, like I often say an accountancy firm, then right. I'm not going to expect to hear from them on the weekend. But if it's a shop,
that's
I might.
Open. Yeah.
But see, another important thing to think about is you should say, on your website, if you're not available 24/7, you should say when you are available.
Yep.
Like, say, Google My Business. On your Google Business profile, it has your hours so that people can understand what the expectations are. Who was I looking at today? I was looking at some Facebook. Oh, The Grateful Den. On their Facebook, it says, check our website for the most up-to-date menu and check our Google listing for our most up-to-date hours. And I thought that was good because, you know, sometimes it is difficult to change everything in every place that it is.
Dave does a good job over there. Dave knows what he's doing.
Trivia tonight.
Trivia tonight as well. That's right.
So I was going on there to see how late they serve food. It did say that it was up till an hour before they close. Because right. I'll be having dinner there tonight.
Which is huge after hockey games. The bullpen's done a better job of opening their kitchen late, but they're always busy. I don't always want to hang around and talk to people after I've worked hockey. If it's a big game and they won, okay. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm just looking for a bite to eat and getting out of there. I hate to say that, but that's sometimes just how I feel. Especially if I have to be up the next morning early and do the morning shift. I'm just looking for a quick bite to eat and go home. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So, we digress, but Glens Falls businesses, please try to find a way to provide food later. Because after my daughter's high school graduation, we were going all over. We ended up at Taco Bell and McDonald's. We wanted to sit down and eat. Right. But even the Queensbury didn't have anything.
What time was that?
Well, what time do you think a graduation would finish? Like 9?
Oh, at night. See, South High would. South High does their graduations in the morning.
No, this was South High.
Oh, South High did theirs at night. They changed. Center. I forgot because after my senior year, which was 2018,
we're really digressing.
Yeah, they switched to the evening. Mm-hmm. But ours used to be in the morning.
So I was a bit annoyed that we couldn't find it, so we ended up at Taco Bell, and half went to Taco Bell, half went to McDonald's. But so, listen up, Glens Falls businesses. But so we digress. But it's making sure that people understand. So provide that kind of information. Ensure consistency in tone. So whichever method you use, ensure that there is consistency. So if you're using like a chat bot, so like on Facebook Messenger, you can add in questions and answers. So if people are on Facebook Messenger and trying to get in touch with you, because that's one thing that I have issues with businesses that have Facebook Messenger and they're not always good about getting back to you. Because using Facebook Messenger gives you like the feeling like that they should be available all the time, right? That's not a realistic expectation, but so now they have these automated answers. But just make sure the tone is in keeping with your business.
And not only that, make sure that if you have an automated response, that if you have a promotion running, make sure that the promotion, if somebody says, for example, this is being previously recorded before the Adirondack Thunder Stick It to Cancer weekend. It's this weekend coming up. And if somebody says, I need information on Stick It to Cancer, boom, they have an automated response, no problem. Not saying that the Thunder do this and not calling them out, but if you're a business, make sure that you pull that promotion automated response so that way people know, well, it already passed. What are you talking about? Why is this still here? Why am I getting a promotion about Stick It to Cancer when I want to know when their final home game is?
Yeah, you need to be careful about any of these automations that you use. Because I said, with the Grateful Den, good on them for just saying, go to Google for our hours. Go to our website for our menu because that's where they're going to keep it up to date. They're not going to try to have the update information in 10 different places. I struggle with that sometimes too when I've got, you know, and I realize I should have a better way of doing that kind of stuff. You know, streamline it, point people in the right direction. I think, you know, in some ways it might be annoying, like, oh, now I got to go to Google. But like, it's better than getting wrong information or wondering, is this up to date or not?
I think the most kind of annoying thing that I've seen recently is, say you're on your phone and you're on Facebook, and your new link takes you out of Facebook and brings up Safari or takes you somewhere else on your phone where you don't want to be. So if anyone out there that's doing social media or websiting, if you are able to have the option of just the link pop up on the phone and them not having to exit the app, voila, you've done yourself a favor.
Well, that's a whole other thing that we're going to get into sometime about, like, successfully trying to beat the Facebook algorithm. Because Facebook doesn't like you having external links and all. But yeah, sometimes you just can't.
You can't help it.
Do the different methods of contact integrate with your existing system. So like I said, I have a CRM called HubSpot, and my email is fully integrated with that. So it tracks like my marketing emails, but also the one-to-one emails that I do, it tracks. So that's a great way to keep all that in one place. There is a messaging area That I could use that on my website. And they also have a live chat option, but I don't use that on my website because a lot of these apps that you integrate into your website slow down your website load time, which is bad for user experience and also bad for SEO, which is being able to come up in searches. Because Google, especially for mobile versions, they consider that kind of performance issue critical. And so they do rank your website. That's a huge ranking factor when it comes to you coming up on organic searches. So having any sort of apps like that can really slow it down. So that's why I weigh out the benefit of having an app like that versus the slow load time speeds. Now, technology is improving these things all the time. So, but it is something to consider. Like some people just want to have every kind of gadget going, right? Because remember, you have all their Instagram showing on their website and a Facebook showing on your website and all that. Like, besides the fact that it slows it down, it also like distracts people from actually making a purchase via your website. So, you know, I think people are getting better about that.
I think also too, I know this is on the list and we could kind of segue into this, but it's super important to log any important documentation conversation that you may have with somebody or something, because something could go completely awry and you might say, ooh, that's something I need to fix.
Yeah. I mean, even in my personal, I don't know if it's my personal, because I might be friendly, like Facebook friends with people that I do business with.
Sure.
And then they like message me and it's like, was that in a text or was that on a Facebook Messenger or was that in an email? So you're kind of like, where did that come from? If you're offering people multiple channels and they might be messaging you in multiple channels. Now, email is probably the best when it comes to having a documentation, like the whole threads of the conversation are all could be in one long email. You've got that all in one place, and then someone calls.
It's also super important to know there's different levels of professionalism to messaging somebody on Facebook, Instagram, email, ECT.
Yeah, exactly. And what people might expect, too. Like I said, making sure that there's a similar tone from your emails to your Facebook messengering people. Yeah, because I was just hiring someone to do my lawn this year.
No.
And it was different people from the company, so that was different mobile phone numbers that were being used. And we started on Facebook Messenger, I think, and then they were like trying to send me an invoice, and that came from a different number altogether too. So, you know, trying to streamline that stuff.
Was that a little discouraging, or was it just kind of missed up information?
Maybe the sad thing is that that's what I kind of expected from a local business. So I think also you have to look at what are people's expectations of you, right? So I was happy that they had some digital ways of paying and things like that. So like Square's made it a lot easier for people to take payments by cards and things like that. So I didn't have to show up with cash or a check or, you know, whatever. So it is encouraging to see that businesses are moving in that direction. And it wasn't just, I'm just going to show up at your house and you have to pay me.
Right.
That could be a whole other episode of payment methods. Right? Because it's a similar kind of issue that
but
there's
I also
so many
think
different
that's,
ways.
I mean, unless you're my dad or someone that's a little more old schoolish, I prefer just being able to pay as soon as possible and for the service and boom. Of course, you can make the argument, well, I don't know, I already paid my $180 to get my lawn done. That's on some of the cheap side, but, you know, I already paid you $180 and now I don't like the service, so I would like some of my money back. That's a whole another topic of conversation.
That's a whole other
topic,
yeah.
But for me, I mean, being one of the new schoolers in technology, and my dad doesn't even touch Venmo or Square or anything. He's so old school with his business. So, you know, that's just how it is. But as everyone has the old saying, cash is king. So.
Yep. And when you're dealing with local businesses, that's all going to vary. And it's good. And again, when we're getting back to these contact methods, that's going to be the way too. You know, we're like, can you just text somebody, you know, like my sprinkler guy that comes to blow out my sprinklers sure. and, you know, make sure that everything's right. okay for the year and everything, you know. I just text them and say, when you're doing my next door neighbors, make sure you don't forget me kind of thing, you know. And then, but he's on Venmo, so that was handy.
Right.
Because then I don't have to see him in person either, you know, because that's the other thing, because people are so busy these days. You know, so like when it's, everything's got to be cash, then you got to see them in person. But again, back to contact methods. So yeah, so as far as the documentation, like this could be very important. So like I use HubSpot and that I can add a note about a phone call. Like there's a tab. So if I've had a phone call with someone, I can add in what was discussed on there. Now, that's not as good documentation of having a written communication with the people, but at least I've made a note. And then I can set up a task to remind me to follow up on something. But if you are using like Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, you know, that's then going to be in another place. Now, there are probably dashboards that can integrate this stuff or print something out. Like, it's not easy to print out stuff off of Facebook Messenger, I expect.
Not either. Anymore. It used
in
to
In the olden days.
It used to
in the
be.
Olden days, yeah. I used to print every email and keep it in a folder. Yeah, now I don't bother with that.
Yeah. When technology was really good, you got to, Yeah, Facebook has done some things, and even X too. Since Elon's mm-hmm. taken it over, there's just been some things. But you know, we mentioned kind of the emailing, and now I'm also in the newer days of technology. And when I say newer days of technology, I feel like I latch on to technology closer mm-hmm. to other people in my age or that are older. And emailing is, you know. Someone who still checks their email, responds in a timely manner, unless it's the weekend because I'm off. You know, where is there a professionalism there with email now, or is it kind of the same with Instagram and Twitter?
Well, I still think that like more professional, especially like professional firms, like depending on the business, that email is still like widely used. Like the chambers, I'll send out an email when I'm communicating with the people at the chambers. So I deal a lot with them. I would be doing a lot of that via email. But then again, it is kind of like say I'm asking her to share something of mine on Facebook, then sure. I might message her someone on Facebook about that. So then again,
right, it's just like, different context of
yeah.
scenarios.
So you have to look at that. So like, but with your customers. Like I'm a customer of theirs, so you know they try to be accommodating of me, but I don't always expect them to be like just because I know them too. That like she may not be on Facebook all the time, you know. So better to just send an email. But as a business, like knowing what to offer clients, you know, because it used to be people were worried to put their email address on their website because they'd get all the spam. And
people still do, but it's more
it's
cycled out.
It's very different. It's very different, yeah. Because if you're using Gmail, most email platforms are going to have good spam filters, so you don't see as much of a lot of that spam doesn't even get near your app. Like you've got your little spam folder. That's probably just a minute amount of the spam that actually comes your way, because there's all the stuff that's kind of known that they filter out ahead of all that that didn't used to be in place. So that's why you're seeing less spam. But like that kind of spam where like there's bots that are like targeting emails, you don't see that as much because it's not as efficient for them because... Right, because this whole thing, we're going to talk a little about CAPTCHAs, too, when it comes to your contact form. A lot of these spammers have gotten more sophisticated.
It's
because,
brutal.
Right, the anti-spam stuff has gotten more sophisticated. But if they've got a monetary motivation, they're going to be motivated to figure out how to crack that, right?
And it's bad, too. Like, we had the North Country Wedding Expo earlier in March, and we had our... forms online for people to register for the Ultimate Wedding Package, we would get 45. And we had a CAPTCHA, 45 spams
really?
A day. Like, it was...
Was this on the radio website, or do you have a separate website?
No, this is just on the radio website. Now, I'm talking with the owner of the radio station of what to do now further. I think we should have a designated website that people can register for the Wedding Expo all season long or all year round, ECT, just to cut out of the... And plus, too, like, even though it's successful for the three stations, it's really a separate event from... I mean, it's integrated in with the stations, but it really could be an event outside of radio, which...
Well, and from an SEO standpoint, having a separate website, you could really target, like,
you could target
weddings.
So many different other people. And plus, too, like, you know, targeting that with social media as well and different hashtags, and we've covered it throughout.
Yeah. But
CAPTCHA has just been huge, and it's been a thing that they're integrating now on Ticketmaster and Live Nation to try and cut down on the bots from getting tickets, and even still, that's not even working either.
Well, but as, like, some of these really basic CAPTCHAs are not stopping any bots, and they're just annoying. Like, the, like, 2 plus 14 equals and a box. Like, so you've got a way out. Like, so CAPTCHA, in case you don't know, and I wrote this down because I thought it was interesting. It means completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. That's what CAPTCHA means. So, trivia question. What do the letters CAPTCHA stand for? Again, completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. So this goes all the way back to Alan. Is it Alan Turing?
Something like that,
yeah. Who started, like, a lot of
computer security
systems. So, like, because hacking goes back that far, right? But, like, people aren't trying to hack you. They're trying to, like, use your system to send emails to other people. Sometimes you might get someone trying to take over your website. Like, so you need to have, like, all the authentication stuff when you're logging into your website and all that stuff. But basic CAPTCHAs on your forms are not stopping any spam. So I'm surprised you got so much, because I don't get...
Oh, we get...
I don't get much spam
ours
at all.
I mean,
don't have a CAPTCHA.
We have... I don't know how we got so many. Last year, we didn't really at all. So I looked into everything. I contacted our web supporter, everything, and they couldn't solve it either, which was a little concerning.
It could be something that, like, you're on some directory.
Could have been it.
Because, like, these bots are similar to search engine bots. They're just trolling the internet looking for, like, vulnerable places to get in. So somehow they're finding you easily.
Somewhere.
And so it's, like, I always joke that, like, the more spam you get, that means, like, the more successful you are, because these people are finding you.
Right.
But so, yeah, so you might choose to have a contact us form on your website. So I used to think, like, people don't like them, but some people do like them. But the benefit of a contact us form is that, depending on the type of business that it is and what type of information you need to answer an inquiry, you can ask for that information up front. So it just makes it more efficient for you to get back to the people instead of having a back and forth.
Not only that, too, it also adds that personal touch, I feel like, which sometimes can be missing nowadays. Businesses, you can personally reach out to them, you know, and even if you're not someone that handles the contact us form, you could even send a quick email, hey, you know, so-and-so wants to speak with the owner or the general manager. Do you mind if you reach out to them? And voila, you know, and that might even entice someone to spend more money with that business if it's a restaurant, ECT.
Mm-hmm. So carefully design your form to get the information that will be useful, but don't ask for a bunch of extra information that you don't really need that's going to annoy people. Because you want to make it easy for them, but useful for all parties. You know, and look at the look of your page and everything. And then there's usually, like, it either, like, comes up, like, with a thank you response once it's been submitted. You can use that to your advantage. Like, it can then take them to another page that's like, oh, well, while you're on your website or while you're waiting for your response, here's some other useful information, or here's a current special offer. Like, use that response page to your benefit. Or even like a, sometimes you can have an automated email go out to them once they've completed a form that says like, oh, thank you for your, you know, inquiry. We'll get back to you in 24 hours or whatever you want to commit to give them some sort of idea what the response will be. But then, like, in the meantime, have a look at this information that might be useful, or like I said, a special offer or something that, like, it could, you could use it as a selling tool also. Just don't be awfully aggressive about it. So live chat. Now, I played around with the live chat app when we had the accountancy firm in Ireland, and it was actually kind of fun because it wasn't very expensive, but I thought it'd be worth having. Like, we didn't get a lot of people wanting to chat with me. A lot of it was spammy stuff, but you could see, like, where they were from. And, like, so the, from the IP address, like, what country, because we were dealing with a lot of international stuff while we were there. So you'd see, like, what country they were from, what website pages they were on, and what ones they had looked at. And that's why I love HubSpot as my CRM, because it's integrated into my website. So I know what web pages people have been looking at before I get their inquiry. And then also, like, after I've emailed people, I can see what pages they go to. So I know kind of what they're interested in. So these live chat apps that you can add into your website have some added benefits of that kind of thing. But again, like, are you going to be monitoring it 24/7? If you're a small business, probably not. So you need to make sure people understand that. But some people, like, I like having a live chat option when, like, say, Verizon or, you know, bigger companies like that, rather than calling and being on hold.
That's true, rather.
Or emailing, because you don't know if the email is going to get to them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do try a live chat option. But, like, for smaller businesses, that's not going to be a great option. But it's something to think about if you're growing. That might be something people might like. The chat bot, that's more of, like, not a live person answering, but more for, like, frequently asked questions and things like that. So you need to decide if is that something that would be useful, or could people just look this stuff up on your website? Like, having good navigation on your website might mean they don't need a chat bot, like, because people could search. Like, it's kind of like having a search, but just it's in a little bot on the bottom of your website. So again, it's balancing out, is that bot going to slow down your page loading speeds for the one person that's going to use it versus the 1,000 people that are waiting for it to load?
And as much as that little icon looks cute and it comes out and it screams at you down at the page, it does slow it down. It does. And yeah. Is it worth it for, you know, the 4 people? That's up for you to decide. If you know that you can save 40 minutes out of your day by maybe having that chat box, maybe, but...
Or just look at your website navigation that people can find, have a search. Most, like, WordPress has an option to have a little search widget in there, you know, in your sidebar, the top of your website, if you think that's what people use, or have a clearly marked frequently asked questions section. But another thing to think about is, like, on your website, where to have all this stuff. So, like, some people want to have, like, all their contact information at the top of the page. And that can be quite cluttered looking. So I would include just the main, like, phone number and email up there, and maybe a link to your contact us page that has the form. Very often people will look for it at the bottom right corner or somewhere along the bottom, your footer of your website. People will go down there to look. But I'd say have it up there, because for your regular customers that might want to just come on and, like, oh, what's their phone number again? Same thing with your operating hours.
Sure.
You know, some people are just going to come on quick. They just want to see it. Don't make them scroll. Just have it there at the top of your page. Easy for people to find. Like, that's my phone number. So look at what are their preferences and what are your preferences? but not to the detriment of what your people want. Like, but some people will still be like, I only want to use the telephone. You know, the business owners.
Right.
You know.
My dad had two business lines for the longest time and finally got rid of them.
But just, and making sure you're responsive. So, like, Google Business now is, like, a main way that people are interacting with businesses because it's so easy to use, especially if you're using Android. And a lot of people are using Google Maps to navigate, and your business listing comes up in there. So make sure that you have notifications on if people are messaging you through there or leaving reviews or questions there. So just make sure that you've got notifications set up so that you know when people are using any of these methods and that you can respond in a timely manner. And then a few other things to think about is schedule a call or schedule a meeting. A lot, that's become very big now. You know, I use Calendly, so I have that in my email signature, and I also have it on my website, trying to push people to just book a 15-minute initial call. But if you're, you know, if people need to book other things, you know, you can integrate whatever system you might be using probably into your website, and then that could be an easy way. Like, we're getting new water meters in South Glens Falls, I guess, and I got an email, and it said, interestingly enough, to book a time for them to come out. And then, but it just had like a calendar field, and I pick a time. But it had said earlier, like, we're doing them in your area from April 16th. I could have put any date.
Right.
So that was a little hit and miss. And that usually it's not the best way to do it. But I guess they didn't have a more sophisticated way. Turns out they could come out at those times that I picked.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, like, a little bit more sophistication you would have kind of expected. But, you know, that's where they're at now. So it was just like a contact us form with a date field in there. And, but, yeah. And so what else do we have here? Have you come across anything else?
I think that it's super important to also note that even with your website and seeing the different social media apps, so that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, try to integrate your website at some point, at some time, when, you know, Instagram is a perfect example of that. You click, and we mentioned links on social media. Mm-hmm. Instagram does a good job of that. I don't know why they don't do it on Facebook. You click a link. If you have X amount of followers, you're verified and whatever, and it slides it right up. I don't know why mm-hmm. Facebook doesn't do that. I don't know why.
I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah. If you mm-hmm. go to Instagram and you click on, it'll slide up.
Well, see, I always choose to go and look at it in my browser.
Oh, I don't. I prefer.
See, yeah. You have to consider your different tastes right, of there your you audience.
Go. Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm going to do a payment or something, it tends to remember it better if it's in, like, Chrome.
That's true.
See,
yeah.
I've got all my stuff saved.
Like the Google payment saved, yeah.
And stuff saved in my Chrome. So I kind of just always open it in Chrome instead of, like, in email or in Facebook. So, yeah. And also consider the user experience. Like I said, like, having the basic stuff in the top of your website, put the link to your contact us page. I always suggest have it at the far most right link on your navigation bar or the bottom if it's in the mobile version of the menu. And then have it also in the footer of your website, because those are the places where people are going to look. Don't stray from that and drive people crazy. Also, we forgot regular mail.
Oh, yeah.
What if somebody wants to mail you something?
Oof.
That's very rare these days. Oof. And it can be kind of annoying if you have to mail something rather
my dad's,
than...
My dad, well, it's just my parents. They still get their bills paper. That's the only
Some
thing.
Some people like to be able to touch it.
I guess.
File it away.
Also, checks. Checks are the only thing that come in the mail usually nowadays for my dad. Just bills and checks. Mm-hmm. And if somebody sends a birthday card or a holiday
That's
card
nice.
Every once in a while. But, I mean, mailing will be dead in 30 years.
A lot of the mail I get is either junk
Yeah.
Some new credit card thing.
Yep.
Or insurance companies trying to get me. But, or a charity looking for money.
Yep. The Y still sends out their mailing letters. Yeah.
So it's like,
which is a pain. Okay. That's where they could just go technology wise.
Well, but I don't know.
But they have the older demographic.
Sometimes if it is a letter and, you know, they can give you a nice little pamphlet or something. And it's keeping the printing company. You should be happy.
I know.
It's keeping the printing companies in business.
The touch and feel aspect of mail. That's what it is.
That's right. So what you need to consider: email, telephone, contact form, chat box, text messaging, schedule a call or meeting, traditional mail, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger. What do your customers want to be using? What do you want to offer them? What makes most sense for your business?